We turn to the scripture now, to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be reading the one story that is told in all four Gospels. Hear the word of God. Now when Jesus heard this, when he'd heard the news about John the Baptist's death, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed Jesus on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish." Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our sermon today will be given by four members of our youth group who spent the last week in Sunset Gap, Tennessee. Come on up. It's been 16 years in a row now that our church has sent high school youth out on a mission trip, and in that time, 195 young people have gone forth from our church to spend a week in mission. And since most of them go two, three, four times, it's well over 500 mission trips now from our young people. So that's an awful lot of mission done in Christ's name. This year, 39 young people, accompanied by 10 adults, spent a week in Sunset Gap, and I want to give thanks to the adults right now for giving a week of their lives to spend with our kids. So Andrew Mott, who's our youth coordinator, go ahead and stand up, and Greg Brill, Greg Brill and Aaron Brown and Lauren Hilty and Tony Lukenville and Misty Austin Wessels. And joined this year by two of our graduate parents, Danny Armstrong and Ann Bartley Arcola. Ann, don't sit down, Ann. You're supposed to be sitting over here. Come on. Come on over. Come on. We'll wait for you. It's okay. Sunset Gap is a Presbyterian community center that's been there close to 100 years. It's in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains. They do all kinds of things there, everything from a food pantry and a thrift shop to programs for children to their summers when they invite groups from all over the country to come in and do housing and home renovation and rehab. And that's what we spent this last week doing. This is the third time we've been to this place, and so we know some of the ins and outs, and you're going to be seeing some photos taken by our own Alex Sinello. And where's Alex? There you are. And Lauren Hilty, and you'll see that we didn't just do work. There are some other fun things that the kids did too. But we're going to hear today first from two of our junior leaders, Derek Peters and Alani Pinar. We'll tell you a little bit about what we did. Then Griffin Johnson, who is this is his first mission trip, so he has fresh eyes to tell us about his mission trip experience. And then batting cleanup is Carly Wright, who is a graduate. 2011 graduate and a four-year mission trip veteran. So let us listen.
All right, here we go, round two. Hi, I'm Derek Peters. This is my third mission trip that I've been on. And I want to talk to you first of all about some of the nuts and bolts, some of the work that we got done. And the work site that I was on, we were working for a lady named Sarah Dockery, who had lost her husband and was having just a really hard time maintaining the land that she owned. We went in, we painted the interior of her house around all the little various knickknacks and dolls that she had collected. And we put a new roof on her deck. We stained the entire deck. We put fresh gravel down on the driveway. And one of the things that I was personally pretty involved in was we dug 3 irrigation trenches in her yard, because her yard kind of fell in a valley sort of area and the water kind of pooled in one area. So a bunch of us took shovels and waded through 5 to 6 inches of water and mud and duck feces mixed in there for aroma, and dug these 3 irrigation trenches and laid down some drainage pipe to hopefully solve that issue. Let's see, that's a lot of work, right? Well, we got all that done by Wednesday. So the next 2 days we went to a second site, which was ideally located in the top of a very steep mountain in the middle of the woods. And the Sunset Gap Community Center had volunteers come in and completely redo the house from the ground up. So what we were doing there was a lot more sort of cleanup work from the initial building phase. We did things like hauling extra lumber down the side of the mountain, because you couldn't really get machines up there to haul that stuff away. We did a little bit of finished carpentry on the deck, put some finishing touches on that. We prepped and laid down some flooring in some of the rooms. All that stuff is probably the most visible impact that we had on these people. And that's because, you know, you can see before and after pictures of a roof going up, and you can know that we did something. What we can't really show you with before and after pictures is the change in outlook that not only that we have from being involved in this experience, but the people that we helped, the better understanding that we have of God and the people that we work with, and of ourselves. I think that the only thing better than the feeling you get from knowing that you volunteered a week of your time to help people, you know, several hundred miles away from home, is looking around and knowing that there's 49 other people who volunteered to do the same thing. And I know it'll always make me smile when I think that there's a chance that at this very moment Sarah Dockery has her grandkids on her lap, and she's telling them that there are good people in this world, and that that deck out there is proof of it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alani, and this was my 3rd mission trip as a junior. Out of all the 3 mission trips I've been on so far, I have enjoyed the work at Sunset Gap the most. As Derek said, we were split into 2 work sites, and I had the opportunity to help a woman, or repair a home for a woman by the name of Miss Patricia. The first time we arrived at Miss Patricia's house, I was honestly a little nervous about finishing the work in time, because the house was covered in this really like ugly orange paint, and it was all chipped, and there was this carport that was like falling apart, and there was this like cement porch, and like it was buried under like who knows what, and all this like old furniture and junk was blocking her front door that she hasn't opened for about 10 years. And so the first time I spoke to Miss Patricia, my heart broke a little, because this sweet woman was welcomed us with so much love and kindness, and all I could think about was how much of a struggle it was for her to live in that house. I was so worn out. But surely enough, we, with a whole lot of work and support from each other, we replaced her carport with a brand new one, her front porch. We painted and primed the whole entire house. We also removed all of the furniture that blocked her front door, and we threw out all of the useless furniture, and then the rest we cleaned and placed nicely in a more appropriate place for them. Something that became very apparent to me this week is the meaning of home. The term home is defined as a place of residence offering security and happiness. As a place of, I fully believe that the meaning of home is what drove us to work as hard as we did, because Miss Patricia deserved a place that she could feel joy and be safe after all that she has been through. Seeing Miss Patricia's face full of excitement at the end of the week when we finished was one of the most satisfying things ever. But that's not the only time that the meaning of home was on my mind. This week, a song a lot of us enjoy to listen to is called Home, kept on popping into my head. And I promise I won't make you listen to it, but one of the lyrics is, home is wherever I'm with you. I believe that that song is the perfect song to describe the love that this group shares, because whether we're here or at Sunset Gap or in the Purple Room or in a random gas station on the way to a mission trip, I feel that sense of happiness and security that is found in a home. There is such a large bond in this wildfire that I couldn't ask for a better group of people to be around. Something that really stuck with me that was said at the end of the week was that we will look back at the moment when we helped repair a home every now and then, but it will be remembered every day by the homeowner. At that moment, I realized how life-changing these trips are. But not only are we improving someone in need's life, but we're also improving our own by the way we support each other and have each other's back, whether it's cheering someone on while they're jumping into freezing cold water off of this giant rock, or when we're telling someone how important they are to us during cards night. Ultimately, this trip didn't just change the lives of two sweet individuals, but it changed the lives of 49 more. And I couldn't ask for a better home to be in when I'm with these people. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Griffin Johnson, and I'm a freshman, so this was my first trip. And I told the group that I really didn't want to go at the beginning at all. it was just like dreading upon me that I was going to have to go on this. And I didn't even really let it into my head as something that I wanted to do. My mom, I would fight with her and say, I'm not going. And she'd go, why don't you check out the website and see what you're going to do? And I'd be like, no, I'm not going. And I just wouldn't really give it a chance. And about a week before we left, I started having the feeling that I did want to go, and that it might be a good opportunity. It was just kind of coming back and forth from like, I wanted to go, I didn't want to go, I wanted to go, I didn't want to go. And the day before we left, I was, telling myself that I wasn't going to go unless my mom could like drag me out of the house. On the Saturday that we left, I woke up and I'm like, I'll go. And so I was probably going to go anyway, because even if I didn't want to go, my mom was going to make me, but I went willingly. Just about the second I got here and I saw everybody just standing around and chilling out, and I felt really welcomed. So I felt like I really wanted to go, and I haven't stopped, and that feeling didn't stop the entire trip. I from the second that we got like to the, even just staying in the church in Kentucky, I really enjoyed that. And it was just like the first part of it. I had a great time. I told everybody, I'm like, I don't think there's ever like a point in your life where you have more fun working. I never thought that I'd say, oh yeah, work. Yeah, that was fun. Work's good. But just being surrounded by all your friends and all these great people is just a good time, even if you're working like really hard, which we were. And just about like halfway in the week, maybe Wednesday, I was looking at this house that we had just done so much on, and we put so much work into, and I was just amazed. And that wasn't even, it wasn't even done. And I just felt like, and when I was at Miss Patricia's house, and when she walked out on her deck, and she said that she hadn't walked out of the door in 10 years. And I was just like amazed, and like just, I felt really good about what we had done. It was great. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Carly Wright, and I just completed my fourth and final mission trip as a youth. I've been asked this morning to talk to you guys about what a mission trip is. So that got me thinking, what is a mission trip? I mean, sure, it's a lot of work. Obviously, we've heard a lot about that work. And, you know, a trip to Walmart here and there. But when you get down to it, it's not just about the work. It's about the people. It's about building relationships and finding God moments. I remember my freshman year, we also went to Sunset Gap. My God moment was that Julie DeLulo, who graduated, she took me up the rock at Midnight Hole and yanked me down. And that was my God moment from that year. And this year, it was a bit of a change. I was turning around to see if another freshman wanted to go down. Corey wanted to go down with Kylene and I. But before I had a chance to catch my breath, Kylene dragged me down. So I thought that was a pretty nice moment there. But when I think about what my God moment is this year, as amazing as that moment was, I think my God moment is being able to look around at the faces of my best friends and realize that there's so much love here and it will never fade even if you leave or say farewell for now. It's always there. It's very strong. And another thing about the mission trips is not only are you looking for God moments and finding them and finding relationships, you're also finding yourself. Earlier this year, I was asked to write a speech about who I am. And I couldn't write that speech without mentioning my dear Wildfire. Without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. Who knows where I'd be. But at the beginning of the week, I was asked to give a piece of advice. And my advice was, don't be afraid. You can't be afraid of jumping off a huge rock, pulling a senior down with you. You can't be afraid to grab the nail gun because they're awesome. You can't be afraid to walk up to new people and talk to them or try new things and be open to new experiences. And the more I think about my own advice to my fellow Wildfireidians, I guess, I think that it's perfect advice for myself. I am going away to college, and I can't be afraid of new things, even if they're scary. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to have new work. And if you don't give yourself the chance to attack it, you're going to be missing out on something.
What great young people we have in our church, and what a blessing it is to be able to spend a week like that with all of you.